the name of Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen that are listening to me, I want you to listen closely to this sermon. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I want to tell you something about the kingdom of God. From the parables of Jesus Christ. I want you to know that Jesus is seeking friends now. He's looking for friends now. It's time for you to come in and be his friend. And he that is not with him is against him. Very soon there will be the door that will be locked. Church. It is time now to come into Jesus. This planet, this earth that we are in belongs to Jesus. And because it belongs to Jesus, he is the king in the kingdom that is coming. I say Jesus Christ is the king in the kingdom that is coming.
Jesus Christ obani oge ariobani no de.
And he's seeking for people that will be with him in that kingdom. Friends, now. In the book of Matthew, chapter 25. From verse 14. Let's read some of these parables of Jesus. Jesus talk about what it will be like in the kingdom of God.
Jesus Christ in that time, my mother, you know, you have, are you back here?
He said, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country.
Oh, what are you back here? And you have to go here, oh, man, oh, man, in or ye, oh, no, re.
Who called his own servants?
Oh, not here, in right, bay.
And delivered unto them his goods.
Oh, not here, me, so near.
Unto one he gave 5 talents. To another, 2. And to another, 1. To every man according to his several ability. And straightway he took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents, went and traded with the same.
Ona ya dweki.
And made them other 5 talents.
Ona do ame obi isenbo.
And likewise he that had received 2.
Eri obi aye no mani no ga ame va.
He also gained other 2.
E no le arona ga eva wo.
But he that had received 1 talent.
Oni na ri opopa na.
He went and digged in the ground.
Ona ya tonlo tonari ele iwa.
And he hid his Lord's money.
After
a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you using your talents? How are you? Are you serving God or you are serving yourself? That is what I want to talk to you today. Let's read it on. The man that has got only 1 talent, he went and he hid his Lord's money. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The kingdom of God is coming soon. And Jesus Christ is looking for friends now. Look at those people whom he is making rulers of his kingdom. Look at this one of these servants. He gave him 5 talents and he brought 5 more.
And
Jesus Christ said he made him to rule over many cities. Enter down into the joy of thy Lord. In another gospel, he said, you rule over 5 cities.
Iyobe yana we agba oge ewe isen.
And he also that had received 2 talents came and said,
Nyeverie evan abona beduta my way.
He said, Lord, thou give unto me 2 talents.
Baba, no nyama weke die evan me wo.
Said, behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides.
Again, I be me evawo.
And the Lord also said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant.
Thou hast
been faithful over a few things.
I will
make you ruler over many things. Enter down into the joy of thy Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, you may wonder that how can you use your talent for God?
Look,
this is my talent I'm using to preach the gospel to you right now. All that the Lord gave to me, I'm using it to preach the gospel to you.
See,
many of us, we contributed to pay for this radio time that we are using to preach to you. We are not expecting any return back, but if you send money because you want to contribute also to the kingdom of God, you are welcome. But if you are stockpiling your money in a bank here on earth, you are not building a treasure for yourself in heaven. If you have any talent and you don't use it for God, you are using it for yourself, it's too bad for you.
Because
so anything you are keeping for yourself now, whether you are building up a treasure for yourself or stockpiling money in a bank, they will all be blown away, you know, in no time, very soon. In no time, the whole world is going to collapse. This world is going to an end. The Bible has prophesied world war, famine, and pestilences.
It
is time for you to begin to set up your treasure in heaven if you have any hope of heaven. And that is why I'm preaching this sermon to you today. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I said, he that has brought two talents,
he had gained
2 other talents.
In another
gospel, the Bible said Jesus Christ told him that you rule over 2 cities. In church, this particular parable is telling us that this is how Jesus is going to select those people that will be ruling with him when he comes. I want you to understand this clearly. In the kingdom that is coming, the kingdom of Jesus that is coming, all the governments of the world will be destroyed. But there will still be these nations of the world, they will still be on earth. Many people will be destroyed in the world. But those that escaped, those that did not die, will be allowed to continue. And only Christians that are there will be resurrected first. And we that are alive, we go and meet Jesus Christ in the sky and come down with him. And then when we come down with Jesus Christ on this earth, Jesus Christ will be ruling over the whole world. He will be ruling from Jerusalem. And among the Christians, Jesus Christ will appoint and elect some of them to rule over every country.
Abe man ya you swen so ya dwae mani tota ya rioba ni agba oge
and
ewe so
and they will be ruling over cities.
Ya agba owe ewe so
among weak Christians, Jesus Christ will elect some of us to rule over cities and countries.
O swen ma so ne man ya ye no nya rima ya yoba ni ma agba oga ewe so
and we will all be reporting to him in Jerusalem.
Again,
go and read this in the book of Revelation chapter 20. In that kingdom of Jesus, there will be no more death, no more sickness, no more sorrow.
Arioba Jesus Christ ni ugiro miyanegiro
and the believers will live for 1,000 years on this world. And there will be no death. And I said, Jesus Christ is looking for friends now. Now his time is going to become it is now that how you use your talents is what is going to use to decide whether you will rule over cities or you will not rule over nothing.
When we are do a key here, you have a remark where do we act about it, we so do hang about it, we so.
That is what this psalm, that parable is telling you and me.
Only I mean, Jesus Christ, you know, Carver.
Jesus Christ is looking for friends now.
Baba and your God, I will say.
He's giving people talents.
Again and out, again, where?
One went and he hid his talent.
He
won't use it for anything except for himself. One, he went and he traded with his talent and he made five more talents. Jesus Christ told him to rule over five cities. The one that made two more talents. Jesus Christ told him to rule over two cities. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I said, now that you have time, it's time for you to use your talent for Jesus. Whatever is your talent, is it money that you have? You better use it for Jesus. You cannot buy the kingdom of God. You have to know that. If you want the kingdom of God in the first place, you have to give your heart to Jesus. That is listening to me.
When or damn him,
if you are not a Christian, you have to first repent and be a Christian.
Do well, ya your hacking, well, me, you have
to be born again.
Okay, cane, no, ya, dolly, baby, where
you have to give your heart to Jesus Christ.
Okay, can you echo when Jesus Christ?
But I'm talking to you that is saying you are a Christian,
maybe go well, when or well, me, ya,
and you are not using to your talent for Jesus.
Well, I mean, Jesus Christ.
You will not rule on nothing. You may not have any single reward. You better begin to use your talent for God now so that you can have reward in the kingdom. That parable of Jesus is telling us. That all those people whom Jesus is going to appoint to rule over the nations and the cities are from those people that are using their talents to make profit. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That is why we are spending our money to buy this radio time to tell you about the kingdom of God.
And
that is why a lot of people are preaching here and there in cities and nations. We are not doing this so that we can get to heaven. We are already part of heaven.
Eh, team, I want any money. I'm not from Igbo.
But of course, we have reward after we have got for what we have done.
Oh, sege, mame, eso ni nonya mari ni mavi kini madu.
And Jesus Christ has said this sermon and preached parable to make you to see that there is a reward for how you use your talent.
Enonya mara ma ma vari mani.
Remember this parable. Understand this parable closely. He gave to these people, these are his servants. So you have to know that you have to belong to Jesus first before you can be part of this. Let me read it again from the first verse to you. Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 and 15.
He said,
For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country. This man that traveled to a far country is representing Jesus. Who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. That is what I'm saying. We are his servants. When you become a Christian, you become born again, you then also you are going to serve.
Then
how the servants use their talents will be how they will be rewarded.
Then where do a kinny.
But if you are not a Christian, you are not even a servant of Christ.
Do well me where Jesus.
So you have to first come to Jesus now and be saved.
Okay, can we come Jesus Christ
and be part of the household of God. Some of their talents could be the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Maybe the talents you have is you can pray. Where you better pray hard and pray for people and pray for the preachers. Maybe as a Christian you have a talent that you can sing to God. But you better do it with all of your heart. Maybe you have a talent that you can settle quarrels for people. As a peacemaker, you better do it with your whole heart. There are many talents and talents and talents that Christ has given to individuals that belongs to him. Maybe your own talent is just that you have enough money that you can give to the gospel. Instead of canning your money in a bank, you better give it to God. And when you give to the gospel of Jesus Christ for preaching this gospel, because like radio broadcast, like we are preaching to you, it takes money. When you give to God like that, that's how you are spending your talent for God.
If
that's all that you have as talent, you better do it with your whole heart. Maybe your talent is you can talk to people, you can witness. You better take some literatures and go talk to sinners.
And
you better do it like a business and take it upon yourself as a business to do this for Jesus.
Bible
says he that winneth soul is wise. And whatever you do for the kingdom of God's sake, how you are investing your talent. And Jesus is asking you that how are you using your talent right now? Jesus is coming soon.
Jesus Christ, erebogire.
And it is time that he's going to pay everyone according to how their works has been.
Egese noria hase mani dedeveni ayawo imunia he.
When he said it in the book of Revelation chapter 22.
Oh, time binate Revelation evanya givani.
He said, "Behold, I come quickly.
And
my reward is with me."
I saw him in the
in Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, said the Lord. And my reward is with me. To give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. The first and the last. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Did you hear what I just told you? He said his reward is with him. Whom is he going to reward? We his servants. You that is say you are a Christian.
When
say, according to us, our work shall be. We are not saved by our works. We are saved from hell by the grace of Jesus Christ. But we are going to be rewarded for our works for Jesus. And that is the work of righteousness that we are doing. As you win souls for Jesus Christ, as you give your money to feed the poor, and if you give your money to the preaching of the gospel, we are feeding the poor with the gospel of the word of God. So as we are spending our money to pay for this radio broadcast, and some of our people are printing literatures to distribute to people free of charge, and missionaries are going out with their own life or to other places to witness, to preach in foreign countries. All of those are the works of righteousness that we are doing for the kingdom of God's sake. If you are not part of the kingdom, you are not to do that, for you have no reward at all. But when you have been saved by the grace of God, you belong to Jesus, you have to do these works for the kingdom of God's sake. And you have a reward. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And I want you to know this also. Jesus is coming soon.
Jesus Christ,
how soon is he coming? I tell you, all the signs that he said we should be watching for has made us to see that we are very, very close. The beginning of the kingdom of God that we are saying is coming may not be in 10 years. It may be shorter than 10 years now. Nobody knows the day or the time, but the signs are telling us to begin to prepare. And I tell you, I say it may not be more than 10 years, it may be shorter than that now. Some people told me when I was preaching to them, they said this thing about God coming, Jesus Christ coming, has been said for thousands of years.
And
I told them this. There's a proverb in my Yoruba land. They said 20 years will soon come back to be one day. The promise of 20 years will soon become tomorrow.
We may
not know the time, but God fixed a particular time. Even if he did not tell us, but we are moving closer and closer to it. And that's
what
I'm talking to you about. And he has been revealing secrets to us now. That he gave to the sons of Adam 6,000 years. When he said he created the world in 6 days, and the revelation of the Bible said that a day is like 1,000 years to God. And God has revealed to us that he actually is giving mankind 6,000 years on this planet.
And the
7,000th year, he himself is going to be taking a rest.
And
that is when he said he himself will rest on the seventh day.
That is
what the Bible said, that the next 1,000 years, Jesus Christ will be ruling on
earth.
That is the rest of God. We call it a rest because God said there will be no more death, no more sickness, no more trouble.
Because
you can see God is walking every time people are crying unto God for help.
But
in the next 1,000 years, there will be a rest because there will be no sickness, no trouble, no war, no sickness, no death.
And that's
what he said in Revelation chapter 20. That Jesus Christ shall reign with the Christians for 1,000 years that is coming. According to the Bible calendar, we have expired 6,000 years from Adam now. We are now in 1991. In about 9 more years, we will be totally 6,000 years since Adam, or more than that now.
And
that's what God is saying. He's coming soon. It's very soon in our own time.
The
end of the world is near. Jesus Christ is setting up his kingdom. And he wants you to be in that kingdom. If you have not been a Christian, it's time for you to repent now and come to Christ. And I want to pray for you. Bow your head and say after me now. Say, Jesus, I want to be a member of your kingdom. Save my soul. Deliver me, O Lord.
Father,
I pray for all that are listening to me. Set them free from sin. Let them sin no more. In the name of Jesus Christ. And if you are a Christian, begin to use your talent for Jesus. It's coming soon.
Even
send for literature so that you can give to other people. Write to me and I will send you literatures.
Write to Evangelist Julius Ade, Gospel Distribution Ministry. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org. And you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. And you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and we'll see you again next time. In Jesus' name.